You may want to turn in your New Testaments to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. While you're turning there, I would like to read a short passage from Acts, the third chapter. You may remember on this occasion, Peter and John were going together to the temple. And while on their way, a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, asked of alms to them. Fixing his eyes, verse 4, with John, Peter said, "Look at us." And so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. And I think everyone remembers Peter's statement. He said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." I've always thought that to be an amazing statement. The man was expecting an alms, expecting a pittance from Peter and John. Instead, he received, in the name of Jesus, he received the ability to walk. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we find a similar statement, though the context is a bit different. In chapter 2 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul said, "I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come," do not have, did not come, "with excellence of speech or wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I brought nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Now, with regard to that, of course, our application this evening is spiritual in nature. And it's kind of an interesting thing because in the religious world today, there are groups that are clamoring to receive people, to get people. And they make promises that they should not make. They make offers that have absolutely nothing to do with godly things and spiritual things at all. And I would like for us as a congregation to stand out in stark relief to that. We don't have anything to offer anyone except for Jesus Christ. We're going to limit ourselves with regard to the work that we do as a congregation to those spiritual things that Christ has authorized us to do. We're going to limit the promises that we make to individuals to those promises that Christ has made to us and has instructed us to make to others with the provisions that are required in order to attain those promises. Understand this, that when it comes to being a child of God, ultimately on our part, our perspective, it cannot be simply what do I get, but what must I do, what must I give, because we are called to be servants. We are called to take up a cross and follow after Jesus. We're told to make Him our Lord and our Master. We're told to become bondservants to Him. So what we have to offer to anyone who is interested is a life of servitude. As we talked about in our class, what we have to offer is a life of abstinence, a life of giving of self, a life of self-denial. But what we offer and promise to those who will take that upon themselves is the hope of heaven. And that's the most important thing. Silver and gold is not what is most important. Excellence of knowledge, wisdom, speech, that's not what's most important. It's Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and that's what we preach. So we're here offering an invitation to anyone who may be here tonight who desire to become a child of God. If that is your desire, it's not necessarily an easy life. We ask that you count the cost before you take up your cross. But understand this, that whatever it costs you, it is worth it in the end because of the promise that God has given to each of us. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place." He promised that He would return to us at some future time so that at some point in the future where He is, there we may be also. That's what we offer to you. I'm going to offer that invitation now to any who are here. If you have a need to respond, we ask that you come while together we stand, while we sing.